Hi, everyone. So, as you know, last Sunday or Saturday, actually, DC Fandome happened. And this is my news roundup dedicated to all the news that came out of that. I'm just going to go through all the DC news, talk about all the upcoming projects, talk about my excitement level, talk about the new trailers, of course, and that's pretty much it. And then, of course, we'll return to the normal news roundup next week. And of course, there's some big news to talk about on that with the IATSE and AMPTP negotiations, because while it looks like it might be over, it's not quite over yet, and there's still some stuff going on. So there's a lot to talk about, but let's get into this DC stuff. I'm going to focus mainly on the DCEU and then the live action DC shows and movies, not the CW and not like the HBO Max shows I haven't watched, not Titans, I haven't watched that yet, or Doom Patrol, I haven't watched that yet, although I'm planning to. But mainly like Flash, Peacemaker, Aquaman, the Batman, all that stuff. So first of all, we got our first sneak peek at Flash, kind of a little trailer. What I'm excited for in this movie is Michael Keaton, seeing how DC handles the multiverse, seeing, because in this trailer, I thought this was a pretty good trailer. We saw some variant Flashes. We saw what is presumably the classic Batmobile. We saw Supergirl. So I'm excited for all that. What I'm not excited for is Ezra Miller and Flash as a character. In the original Justice League, I found him unbearable. He was so annoying to me. It was like a wannabe Spider-Man. He had all the quips and lines, but Ezra Miller just doesn't have that same charm that Tom Holland does. So it just came off as really annoying to me. And then in the Snyder Cut, I will say with better direction in the Snyder Cut, he was better, but I still found him really annoying. I thought it was much better and he was given more to do and he was a little bit less annoying, but he still was really annoying. So I'm a little bit worried because it's really tough to like the movie when you don't like the main character of the movie. So that's something I'm definitely hesitant about, but I am really looking forward to this movie. This trailer seemingly confirmed my theory I said a while back. I don't even remember what episode. Maybe it was in a Loki review. I said that, because I liked how Marvel was going the sacred timeline, and then the multiverse is created when the sacred timeline is broken. But I said that I'm assuming DC is just going to be like, the multiverse already exists, and that's it. And I this seemingly confirms that. I don't know which approach I like better, but I'm very curious to see this movie and see how they handle the multiverse and even like the visually how it looks. I'm curious to see how both Marvel and DC handle the look of the multiverse and the look of traveling in between timelines, just visually. So I'm really excited for this. This trailer did raise my hype for this Flash movie, but I'm gonna need to see a full trailer. And I'm just really curious to see how Ezra Miller is because I really found him annoying in those other movies. Next up, there was a Peacemaker trailer. This is releasing January 16th. The cast is Danielle Brooks as Adebayo. I believe I might not be pronouncing that correctly. Jennifer Holland, who was in the Suicide Squad, I think, as Amelia Harcourt, Steve Agee as Economos, Freddie Stroma as Vigilante, Chukwudi Awuji as Murd, and Robert Patrick as Peacemaker's father, Augie Smith. This is something unlike Flash that before the trailer, before even seeing any footage of this, I was already really excited for this because in the Suicide Squad, I loved Peacemaker as a character. He was a really good antagonist, he was really funny. Just the concept of the character, the idea of the character, just the fact that he's basically just a big contradiction and his motivation makes no sense because it's a big contradiction is just so cool and makes for a really unique and interesting character. What also gets me excited is the fact that James Gunn is also behind the series, plus that Suicide Squad post-credit scene. All that made me excited. And then seeing this trailer, seeing this new team, this new cast of characters, I'm excited for that. Because James Gunn is excellent at making you fall in love with a new, whole new group of characters, a whole new team. I'm curious to learn more about Peacemaker, to see his dad, to learn more about his backstory. I'm sure they're gonna kind of humanize him more and make him a lead. And then the last thing is that this trailer looks really high quality. It looks like they're throwing a lot of money behind this show. It's gonna be as high quality, good visual effects. The action scenes really stood out. They looked amazing from what we saw in this trailer. So I cannot wait for this. What I didn't like about this trailer was actually the humor. I love the humor in the Suicide Squad, but in this Peacemaker trailer, the humor did not land for me. But I'm holding out hope that it's going to work a lot better in context and it's going to work a lot better in the show, because in the Suicide Squad trailers, the humor didn't work for me either. But in the actual movie, it was amazing and I thought it was hilarious. So I have a feeling it'll be the same way for this show. So this trailer totally raises my hype. I cannot wait for this show. I will probably do reviews. I wonder if it's going to be weekly or not, but I'll probably review this show, and I can't wait for this. So that's Flash and Peacemaker. Next up is Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. We got kind of a behind the scenes clip and some concept art. And then we got a quote. I specifically pulled out this quote from this behind the scenes clip because I liked it. And this quote is from James Wan. And he said, "Black Manta is still seeking out his vengeance to try and kill Aquaman. That's going to be something that's exciting for the audience. It's a globe-trotting story. We visit so many worlds. This movie isn't afraid to embrace its fantasy." So what I am excited for this movie is, I liked the first Aquaman. I didn't absolutely love it. I had some problems with it, but overall, I really did enjoy it. It's probably one of my favorite DCEU movies. So I think this movie has the opportunity to improve upon my issues with the original Aquaman, mainly the villain and then some other stuff. And what I am excited about this one too is seeing more Yahya Abdul-Mateen as Black Manta. I'd like to see him have a bigger role, because I thought Black Manta in the original Aquaman was a much more compelling villain than King Orm was. And also, Yahya Abdul-Mateen is just a fantastic actor. He's really, really good, and I just want to see more of him. So I thought this was a pretty well-done featurette. It raises my hype level a little bit. Not much, but a little. Hearing James Wan talk about how this is going to embrace the fantasy, how it's going to have lots of action and have lots of heart, makes me excited. I'm definitely looking forward to this, because the first Aquaman was really solid. Next up, we got kind of a teaser, kind of a clip from Black Adam. This movie will feature the Justice Society on screen. I'm not familiar with them from the comics, but I'm curious. It stars Noah Centineo as Adam Smasher, Aldous Hodge as Hawkman, Contessa Swindwell as Cyclone, and then Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate, and some more people, and then, of course, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, as Black Adam. What gets me excited is this clip. I thought this was a really good clip. It was really well done. I really liked it. What I'm not excited for, it's not really not excited, it's more hesitant, is The Rock, because The Rock, kind of similar to Ryan Reynolds, he has a persona. He does his persona really well. He's good at his persona. He does his persona in every single movie, and he just kind of has his thing. And I like his thing. His thing is charming in the right movies, but I don't really want to see him doing his Rock character in a superhero movie. I'd like to see him do some real acting and play a different character, but we'll see. Maybe his Rockness, his usual character, will fit Black Adam perfectly, and it'll work perfectly in the movie, but we'll see. This clip has raised my hype for this movie a lot, but I'm still not looking forward to Black Adam as much as I've seen some people are. Next up is Shazam Fury of the Gods. We got a teaser for this, kind of another behind-the-scenes featurette. This featurette revealed that the new film has mythological creatures, and it goes to new locations. The sequel has added Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren as villains. Rachel Zegler is joining the cast. And I think that's pretty much all the news that came out of this featurette. What I'm excited for is, I really enjoyed the first Shazam. I am excited to see more of the family of heroes to expand on that. Suits don't usually get me excited, because a suit does not reflect the quality of the movie. But I did like seeing visually the new suits in this little featurette. I thought they are a big improvement, just the texture of them from the suits from the first Shazam. And then Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren as villains, from what we can tell, looked really cool. And I think they're going to be a major improvement over the villain in the first movie, because I thought that was probably my main problem with the first Shazam, was Dr. Savannah was just the most bland, boring, horrible villain. And I really, really disliked him. Another thing I just wanted to mention that I thought was really cool about this featurette was they were actually using the volume, which is the LED screens that The Mandalorian basically invented and used instead of green screen. And it's this new technology that will eventually replace green screen. And it looks better than green screen. It's amazing. That's how Mandalorian looks so good. And I think some Marvel movies have now adopted it. All the Star Wars shows are now adopting it. It's cool to see that Shazam has adopted it. And it's cool to see that Star Wars is back doing what it always used to do, which is revolutionize technology, bring new technologies to filmmaking that that now all these other productions are using. So I thought that was really cool. This teaser definitely raised my hype a lot, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this. Next up, we got a little bit of an update for Batgirl. We got a quote from the screenwriter, and she said, "In this story, she's discovering Batgirl for the first time, so she's getting to explore duality that she's always had in her personality." And then we've got Leslie Grace playing Batgirl, and training for filming is happening right now. I'm actually really looking forward to this. I can't really put my finger on why. I just think it has the potential to be something really cool. Leslie Grace was really good in The Heights, and yeah, this is something I'm definitely awaiting eagerly to see what they do with this, and I'm curious to see who the Batman in this Batgirl is going to be. So that's going to be interesting. Next up, we also got a Blue Beetle update. Zola Maradueña is playing the titular character. It centers on Jaime Reyes, an El Paso teen who uses alien armor granted by a strange artifact to defend his hometown. The Blue Beetle team noted that it authentically captures the dynamic of a Latino family on screen in a way not seen in this type of film before. They also released concept art for the costume. I'm moderately excited for this. I'm just not familiar with the character at all, but I'm curious to see what it is. I'm curious to see some more footage once they start filming to see more details. But this is something I'm definitely curious about, and it's on my radar. Wonder Woman 3 has been officially confirmed by DC themselves. Not that it wasn't officially confirmed before. I'm definitely excited for Wonder Woman 3 because I feel that it can close off the trilogy really strong, and really be an improvement over Wonder Woman 1984, because that was actually one of the first movies I've ever reviewed on this channel, and I did not like it at all. So I'm excited for Wonder Woman 3 because I think it has the potential to be a major improvement. And then the final thing I want to talk about, and the biggest thing, of course, is the Batman trailer. I thought this trailer was amazing. It was so well done, it was so well edited, it got me really excited. First of all, starting with just the movie, like Matt Reeves directing this gets me super excited. He directed, I think, Dawn and War for the Planet of the Apes. And those were both really, really good movies. He's a really good director. Seeing Batman as a detective more, which is something we surprisingly haven't seen much of in the movies, it's kind of returning Batman to his roots. That gets me really excited. A standout from this trailer was Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman. We've seen a lot of Catwoman in the movies, and she looks fantastic. She looks like she's going to kill it. I'm really excited for that. Jeffrey Wright looks amazing in the movie. Everything about this movie looks amazing. Visually, the action scenes, the tone, the kind of dark and gritty again, but more detective, kind of mystery, a little bit scary. I just think it looks amazing. This trailer was amazing. This definitely raised my hype for this movie a lot. Not that it already wasn't high. And this whole event really helped highlight, like, 2022 is packed with. I think 2022 is honestly going to be one of the best superhero and comic book movie content years ever. Like, it's going to be amazing. So, I really can't wait for that. And that's pretty much it. I think I caught all the news. Please let me know if there's anything I missed. But let me know what you think of all this news. I thought overall, DC fandom was a success. We're going to return to the normal news roundup next week. And please let me know what you think of all this. If you're on YouTube, you can leave a comment. But remember that the main platform for this is meant to be an audio platform. This is meant to be a podcast. So this is meant to be listened to on Apple or Spotify or Google. So if you're listening on any of those, in the description will be a form where you can submit your thoughts, a theory, a question, a topic, anything you want me to talk about, you can submit it there. You can also leave an email to be read aloud, and then I'll address it, or a voicemail to be played aloud, and I'll address it. And the links to do all those things are in the description. So thank you so much for listening, and have a good day.